With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
You are listening to KLRN Radio, where liberty and reason still reign.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's largest mortgage lender. Spring will be here soon, so if buying a new home is on your to-do list, right now is the time to call Quicken Loans. Learn about which mortgage options make sense for you and get a jump on your competition. With our exclusive Rate Shield approval, the low rate you lock today is protected for up to 90 days while you shop for your new home. With a Rate Shield approval, if rates go up, your low rate stays locked. But if rates go down, you get that new, even lower rate. Either way, you win. Talk to us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com to take advantage. Here's another great reason to work with us. For a record 9 years in a row, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Again, to lock in today's low mortgage interest rate and get the security of our exclusive Rate Shield approval, call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed-rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Thoughts of suicide may feel impossible to overcome, but with help and support, you can find hope and meaning. Call the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline at 1-800-273-TALK to speak to a counselor or visit suicidepreventionlifeline.org. It's free, it's confidential, it's available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And even if it feels like it, you're not alone.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter 5,000 at checkout. That's harrys.com, code 5,000. Enjoy!
I'm Little Teapot, short and stout.
Here is my handle, and here is my spout.
No, Dad, like this. When I get all steamed up, then I shout, tip me over and
pour me out.
This is WWE superstar Roman Reigns. It only takes a moment to make a moment. Take time to be a dad today.
Visit fatherhood.gov, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
KLRN Radio has advertising rates available. We have rates to fit almost any budget. Contact us at advertising@klrnradio.com.
The following program contains coarse language and adult themes. Listener discretion is advised.
It's time now for the Conservative Curmudgeon Radio Show. Now, here's Grouchy.
great to be in with you on Wednesday night on KLRN Radio, America's podcast network. I'm the Grouch. We got crap to talk about. But before we get going, first off, programming reminder. After me, Red Wine. I don't know who's on the couch. I don't know who the guest is, but I promise you the ladies are going to take good care of you, so you're going to want to stay tuned for that.
Actually, before we go any further, it'll be a best of for the ladies.
It'll be a best of for the ladies because I got no programming notes. So this is what happens. It's live radio. Deal with it. How about an Amish and Robinson tonight?
Si, senor.
Si, senor. And America off the rails?
Si, senor, as long as my voice holds.
As long as his voice holds out. All right. Yeah, look, hey, I got the chat room up. If you're not in the chat room, you need to get in the chat room, KLRNradio.net/chat. Chat Lives Matter Wednesday night. The crew is starting to pile in. And, yeah, nothing happening lately, huh, Crow? Yeah, nothing happening at all. Look, guys, before we get going, though, on a very serious note, and I don't do this very often, so please take it. You know, if I tell you it's serious, I believe it's serious. And because I don't do this often, I want you to take it with a grain of salt. And you know, I know times are tight right now, and I know some people are really struggling right now, and I'm not asking for them to help. But if you can, a friend of most of ours, definitely a friend of this program. You probably remember her handle on Twitter as Just a Nurse. She has started a GoFundMe for somebody that is still on Twitter that wishes to remain anonymous, that is going through another bout of testing. She has beat cancer once. It does not say breast cancer, so let me back up. She has beat cancer once and is now dealing with another round of further testing. This absolutely beautiful soul, she is a beautiful soul, and this is the last thing she needs to worry about. She wants to remain anonymous at this time, and I'm fine with that because I trust our friend, Just a Nurse, with my integrity, so I'll put it on the line for her, and that is good enough for me. And if you go to the GoFundMe webpage and do a search for Look at the Boobs, that's why I assumed it was breast cancer, but GoFundMe, and then search for Look at the Boobs. And you'll know you found it because it's titled Look at the Boobs, and there's a nice picture of the pink ribbons that they wear to commemorate, raise awareness for breast cancer. So please keep that in mind. If you can help, please do. If you can't, please at least forward the GoFundMe link so that more people get eyes on it and can possibly help. And thank you all very much. Now that a lot of business is done, let's, God, okay, I'm getting trolled on Twitter. I got to close that down because I need to be paying attention to this. Wiz, I don't know if you're going to check into the chat room tonight, but I'll get you, you slinky swimming bastard, you. Anyway. Okay. Here we go. First things first. Do you remember, I guess it's been, I don't know, a little more than 4 years ago, we had a change in politics in the U.S. Barack Obama had finished his second term. Donald Trump had been elected But there was this huge thing that happened during the Obama administration, the Obama years, if you will. There's this little thing called the Iran nuclear deal. And we talked about this many times in the past on this program. We talked about it while Obama was in office. We talked about it while Trump was in office, and we're going to continue talking about it while Biden is in office. And why are we going to continue talking about it? Well, because Iran has deepened a key breach of its 2015 nuclear deal, enriching uranium with a larger number of advanced centrifuge machines in an underground plant as it faces off with a new U.S. administration on salvaging the accord. They make it sound like this is some big thing that has to happen because Biden's going to bend over backwards to kiss their ass. Tehran has recently accelerated its breaches of the deal, raising pressure on President Joe Biden as both sides say they are willing to come back into compliance with the badly eroded agreement if the other side moves first. Great. So we're pointing fingers at each other saying, no, you have to go first. No, you have to go first. And it's just a big disaster. Pardon me. Still fighting off a bit of a cold. Iran began its breaches. Not in 2019. No, it was breaching the deal long before 2019. Come on, let's be real. But they claim that they began the breaches in response to Washington's withdrawal in 2018 under then-President Trump and the reimposition of U.S. economic sanctions against Tehran that were lifted under the deal. Well, the problem is that they had already breached the deal, and that's why Trump went back with economic sanctions. Now, the original accord says that Iran can refine uranium only at its main enrichment site, an underground plant in Natanz, with first-generation 1R1 centrifuges. Now, last year, Iran began enriching with a cascade or cluster of much more efficient IR2M machines and said in December it would install three more. Now, Iran has completed the installation of one of those three cascades containing 174 IR2M centrifuges, and on January 30th, Iran began feeding the cascade with UF6, the International Atomic Energy Agency said in a report obtained by Reuters last Tuesday, referring to uranium hexafluoride feedstock. Now, the IAEA later confirmed that the Islamic Republic had started enriching with the second cascade. Tehran is also pressing ahead with the installation of more advanced centrifuges of the remaining two cascades of IR2M machines. Installation of one had begun while the other's installation was nearing completion. Now, Iran's ambassador to the IAEA, Kazem Garababidi, said on Twitter that Tehran had also started installing IR6 centrifuges at Fordow, a site dug into a mountain where Iran has begun enriching uranium to the 20% purity it achieved before the 2015 deal. Now, in a report on Tuesday, the IAEA said only that Iran had informed it in a letter dated February 1st, that two cascades of IR6 centrifuges would be installed at Fordow to be used with the 1,044 IR1 machines already enriching in six cascades there. The report did not say installation had begun. The IAEA confirmed in a statement that Iran had informed it that the two cascades would be installed at Fordow. In Washington, State Department spokesperson Ned Price told reporters that Iran's latest actions increased U.S. urgency to address Iran's atomic program. It has undergirded our belief that this is a challenge we have to tackle immediately. Undergirded? Is this dude for real? He said he was referring to the broad issue of ensuring Iran cannot develop nuclear weapons. Earlier on Tuesday, Israel's energy minister said it would now take Iran about 6 months to produce enough fissile material for one nuclear weapon, a timeline almost twice as long as that anticipated by a senior Biden administration official. Iran denies any intent to produce nuclear weapons. The nuclear deal sets a limit of 3.67 enrichment or percent enrichment purity, suitable for producing civilian nuclear energy, and far below the 90% that is weapons grade. Now, yeah, give me just a second here, guys. Sorry about that. Same old song and dance with Iran. Oh, we're not doing it. We're just installing these new machines that are capable of it, but we're not doing it. Is anybody at all buying that crap? I mean, really. This is going to be a real test for Biden if he decides to tackle it. I still think he's going to capitulate and he's going to kowtow to them and he's going to go on an apology tour, basically. And, give him a green light. But hey, maybe I'm wrong. We'll see. I admit when I'm wrong, unlike some people. But, I'll wait. I'll play the game. Let's borrow a term. We'll circle back to this later. Yeah. Did I push the wrong button? Did y'all hear me honk my nose? Oh, good grief. Yeah, I thought I muted myself there for a second. Maybe I'll just have to take a bunch of commercial breaks every time I need to blow my nose. Anyway. Let's see. What else is going on here? We dealt with Iran. Is anybody, before we even move on, does anybody else fully expect that the Biden administration is going to build our military presence back up? You think they're going to send our boys back over? And girls, for that matter? I mean, okay, rousting me in the chat room. I really thought I muted myself. Apologize for the nose honking. Sheesh. Anyway, President Joe Biden's communications team, wow, what a crew they are, huh? They have at times probed reporters to see what questions they plan on asking. They want reporters' questions in advance. So, White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki, yeah, I just like doing that to piss her off, prompting concerns among the press corps. Yeah. Three sources with knowledge of the matter reported this. Now, wow, Yeah, I mean, I know, guys. I know. I can take a teasing. It's fine. But I really did think I muted, but I guess I hit the wrong button. Anyway. So leaders of a White House Correspondents Association Zoom call, no tubing included, last Friday advised print reporters not to reveal to the White House press team their questions in advance. They say while it's a relief to see briefings return, there were briefings. They just didn't like getting their asses handed to them by Kaylee is what it was. The press can't really do its job in the briefing room if the White House is picking and choosing the questions they want, one correspondent said. That's not really a free press at all, which is exactly what they want. They don't want a free press. They don't want the press hitting them with questions they're not prepared to answer. Now, Spectator USA editor Amber Athey, who used to be a White House correspondent, told Fox News on Tuesday that the Trump administration never asked for questions in advance, and I suspect there would have been universal outrage from reporters had they done so. Yeah, you can be sure you'd have heard about it. Biden's press team did not deny that they had asked for questions, insisting that they were attempting to have a better relationship with the press corps than the previous administration. Right. They say our goal is to make the daily briefing as useful and informative as possible for both reporters and the public, which means we want to control every bit of information and we don't want any surprises. Part of meeting that objective means regularly engaging with the reporters to understand how the White House can be most helpful in getting them the information they need. Do you really think that's what their goal is? And why not just answer the damn questions instead of trying to scout them out in advance? I mean, yes, thank you, Mike. I see that in the chat room. You are absolutely right. The current press corps is too busy filleting the Biden administration. Yes, that is true. The gushing has not stopped yet, and it probably won't for a while. As my friend Ordy would say, they're probably drawing lots to see who gets to gargle his balls. So, there's a media critic, go figure, there's a media critic at a university, DePauw University, not DePaul, DePauw University professor and media critic Jeffrey McCall told Fox News the tactic could make sense, but what's most important is whether this process is being used to stage the briefings or simply prepare for the briefings. Look, we know that they'll be able to show that they're using them to prepare for the briefings, but they are also using them to stage the briefings. Whether they'll actually admit that or not is a whole nother story, but you and I know exactly what's going on. Now, yeah, freely conform to one side. Exactly right. Yeah, okay. So, one of the stories we covered back during the campaign trail, early in the campaign trail, because if I'm not mistaken, I believe this was a Bernie idea. Democrats are, or some Democrats are now pushing President Joe Biden to include a measure in the next economic recovery package that could give children up to $46,000 in their bank accounts by the time they turn 18 years old. Now, we talked about this before. This idea is just absolutely fraught with hell no. But Representative Ayanna Pressley, Democrat of Massachusetts, and Senator Cory Booker, Democrat of New Jersey, are urging Biden to include the American Opportunity Accounts Act, which, if passed, get this now, because this is where we're going to concentrate a lot, which, if passed, would create a federally funded savings account that would give all American children a set amount of money at birth and continuing payments each year through their lives until their 18th birthday. Now, first of all, let's back up, because the one thing that really caught my attention when I read this was the quote-unquote federally funded savings account, which means taxpayer-funded savings account, because the federal government creates no money other than printing it out of thin air. A whole different story to complain about later. These accounts will be taken from taxpayers, you and I, and given to other people's kids. I mean, maybe your kid gets one, but wouldn't you rather do that yourself? Federally funded means free money, right? Well, it means free for somebody, but not free from the people they're taking it from. But yeah, that really irks me is that this right here is a serious misuse of taxpayer dollars. Now, under the act, each child would get $1,000 at birth, regardless. Now, here's another good kicker. Okay, here comes the second kick in the head. Then they would receive between $0 and $2,000 each year, depending on their family's income, until the child turns 18. Now, proponents say that this would drastically reduce the racial wealth gap. You know what else would reduce the racial wealth gap? Here's a solution that they don't want to hear, okay? Because they just want money. That's all they want is money. But here's a solution. Take advantage of the education opportunities that you have. Don't go to school and act like a jackass to get yourself thrown out. Get your education. Do well and succeed in life. It happens. Oh, but not enough, they say. Not enough. Well, let me tell you. If it can happen for this brown, red, white boy, it can happen for anybody. I mean, yeah, get a job. Exactly. You guys get it. The money would remain in a low-risk, federally insured savings account managed by the U.S. Treasury Department and could only be used for, quote unquote, wealth building activities, including buying a home, furthering education, or starting a business. Now, come on. Do you know how many loopholes they're going to have in this so that every little punk can say they're starting a business and withdraw their money? Presley and Booker said in their letter that the impact of the act would be transformative. This is going to be a magic word that we're going to hear a lot of over the next 4 years, as they tackle their self-perceived racial inequity. I could have benefited greatly from having $46,000 in the bank when I turned 18, but I didn't. And, you know, look, we don't need to go into my personal life here, but suffice it to say, I have seen the ugly side of bigotry and discrimination of race. Okay. As I mentioned, I am multiracial. I am brown. I am red. I am white. And growing up, especially in a town that was a huge, huge, we'll call it a pie because of the way certain people lived in certain parts of town and didn't cross into other parts of town. You don't want to call it gang warfare, but let's just say the Hispanics knew that I was Hispanic. I have enough of those features that it gives away. But they also knew that I had enough of something else in me that I wasn't purely Hispanic. The same could be said of the Native Americans and of whites. They all saw me as some kind of abomination. And what it took is my mom beating it through my skull, because I was raised by a single mother, that it didn't matter what anybody else thought, that I just had to press forward and be the best person that I could be. And the people that had brains would realize that and appreciate it. And the people that didn't, you couldn't help anyway because they're too stupid. And when I finally got my head wrapped around that concept, my life changed almost overnight. Now, experts are saying that under the Trump administration, baby bonds were a long shot, but could be approved now that Democrats control Congress and the White House. According to the Brookings Institution, the median household wealth for white families in 2019 was $188,200, or about 8 times higher than in black households. A Morningstar report found that the act, if passed, could reduce the gap by about 40%. However, Ian Rowe, a resident fellow of domestic policy studies at the American Enterprise Institute, said the baby bonds idea is not specifically planned to help only children of color, as those who benefit most are children of low-income families. Now, Biden is calling to raise the child tax credit to $3,000 for children under age 17 and $3,600 for children under age 6. Now, I don't know how that's all going to mesh out, but what I do know is that I will fight tooth and nail to keep my money from being used for other people's children's savings accounts. And I don't care what color they are. They could be like me. They could be half a kaleidoscope. They can be white, black, red, brown, yellow, purple, pink, blue, or plaid. I don't care. That's exactly right. Who posted that? Mike, you are not entitled to what I have earned. JC in the house in the chat room. Welcome. All right, guys. We're past the bottom of the hour. We got to take a break. Rick's going to push a button, play some good music. We're going to listen to commercials. And then when we come back, we're going to talk about some other stuff. Just come back. Sit with me for a couple minutes. Come on. What you doing? I've been jumping through some hoops. Want to get my body loose. Want to tell you what to do. I've been running out of bounds like an animal struggling. Looking for a diamond. I'm trying. I'm fighting. Riding in the rhythm now. I just want to stay on.
Everyone loves liberty. Our rights come from God, not the government. So why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your healthcare? Exercise your freedom with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Liberty HealthShare is founded on the idea that most people truly want to help one another. Healthcare sharing allows members to do just that as a true community that supports one another in times of need. Liberty believes people should make decisions for themselves and their families. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their healthcare. Freedom from guilt or doubt about how your money is used. You have the freedom to direct your healthcare, not to be dictated to by bureaucrats. Stop letting others tell you what to do and join a community of like-minded people. Exercise your freedom. Join Liberty HealthShare and take back the control of your healthcare while helping those around you. Call Liberty at 855-58-LIBERTY. Again, that's 855-58-LIBERTY for more information, or you can check them out at libertyhealthshare.org. Again, that's libertyhealthshare.org.
My son was in the Army back during Desert Storm, but even then he wanted an MBA. He looked at a dozen schools, but only one offered the online education and flexibility he needed while he was in a tent in Iraq, Grantham University. Turns out that Grantham's been delivering affordable, relevant college and advanced degrees for over 65 years. Heck, if they can deliver a quality education to a soldier in a tent overseas, think about the flexibility Grantham can offer you so you can earn your degree too. It doesn't matter how complicated or full your life is, if getting a degree is on your bucket list, you'll want to do what my son did. You'll want to call Grantham. Find out how easy it is to get started on your education so you can check that college degree off your bucket list. Call Grantham right now. 800-910-1370. That's 800-910-1370. Flexible, affordable, relevant. Call 800-910-1370.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-516-7602 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-516-7602 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-516-7602. That's 1-800-516-7602. Again, 1-800-516-7602.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, $1,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-783-0810 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-783-0810. Again, that's 800-783-0810.
Welcome back, everybody. Programming reminder, Best of Red Wine coming up at the top of the hour. Amish and Robinson after that. And if Rick can manage to hold his vocal cords together, you get America Off the Rails for your nightcap. It is the Grand Slam of Conservative Talk right here on KLRN Radio, America's podcast network. And we're damn glad to have you here. Okay, so when we left off, we were about to jump into... Oh, that's funny. Helvidius, you bastard, you. I'll give it at the end of the show. Hang on. Asking what my Twitter handle is today. Yes, it seems like it. Oh, thank you, Jeff. Thank you for doing that. Yes, that is the correct handle. It's managed to hold for almost 2 weeks now. You know, it sucks when they suspend your account, but you know what really sucks even worse is when they don't tell you why. Absolutely no offense listed, no tweet to delete, no nothing, just poof, you're done. You file an appeal, they say, hey, we got your appeal. Heard nothing.
We got your appeal right here.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So anyway, all right. So if you remember correctly, back in the good old days of the Trump administration, there was this deal that was brokered between Israel and Kosovo, formalizing full diplomatic relations. And lo and behold, on Monday, those papers were actually signed. And this is the direct outcome of a Trump administration brokered deal that will see the small Balkan nation become the first majority Muslim country to establish its embassy in Jerusalem. Now, this is the kicker here, because the Biden administration evidently is now going to support the inherited agreement. A senior State Department official, Deputy Assistant Secretary Matthew Palmer of the Bureau of European and Eurasian Affairs, said when he took part in the ceremony. It was held virtually, obviously, because, you know, we wouldn't want to contract a virus that we have a 99.8% chance of surviving. But, State Department spokesman Ned Price called it a historic day, and he is correct. It is historic. You got lots of people out there going, oh, it doesn't mean shit because these countries were never at war with Israel. It doesn't matter. It does mean something. And if you're too stupid to know what it means, don't even bother talking about what it doesn't mean. Now, when our partners are united, the United States is stronger, said Price. Deeper international ties help further peace and stability in the Balkans and Middle East. Yes. Yes, it does. When now Secretary of State Blinken, I love that. Anybody that's seen the movie, you get it. You know what I'm talking about here. A Blinken is his handle on Twitter. So this is great. I don't know if he did that on purpose. I don't know if that's just how he wanted to be identified. I don't know if he knows the movie bit, but it is great. And if anybody in the chat room knows it, just type it in, because somebody may not. So it's such a funny gag. But A. Blinken, after Israeli Foreign Minister Gabi Ashkenazi and his Kosovar counterpart Meliza Haradinaj signed the accord in their respective capitals, Ashkenazi unveiled a plaque to be placed at the entrance of the Embassy of Kosovo in Israel's capital. In English, Albanian, and Hebrew, it reads Embassy of the Republic of Kosovo in Jerusalem, Israel. And there it is in the chat room. Thank you, J-E-double-F. A Blinken. let's see. I thank the United States for its efforts to promote world peace and for promoting Israel's relations with countries with which we did not have diplomatic relations until recently, Ashkenazi said during the event. Israel wants to see a stable Balkans, he added. If there is will on both sides, we will be happy to participate in the effort to establish confidence-building measures together with Kosovo and Serbia under the auspices of the United States. Alongside the four historic Israel-Arab normalization agreements negotiated by the Trump administration last year, the one involving Kosovo was an unconventional one that sought to advance progress in one conflict zone while benefiting headway already being seen in another. The main element was an economic normalization between Kosovo and its neighbor and longstanding foe, Serbia. But Trump's envoys also got each of the Balkans parties to agree separately on enhancing relations with Israel. For Kosovo, that means another key country and potential economic partner recognizes its independence. Israel is the 117th country to do so. While Israel secures diplomatic relations with another Muslim-majority country, and as a significant bonus, will welcome the first Muslim-majority country's embassy in Jerusalem. Kosovo in 1999 was placed under interim UN administration following NATO's war to end Serb aggression against the province's ethnic Albanian Muslim majority. Say that three times fast. 9 years later, it declared independence, although given Russian opposition in particular, it has yet to be admitted into the United Nations. Well, we know why Russia doesn't want them in there, because they want it. They want to claim it all back as a territory anyway one day. But Serbia does not recognize the independence of its former province, agreed not to oppose Israel's decision to do so. It also pledged to move its embassy in Israel from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem by mid-2021. Most countries that have ties with Israel have their embassies in Tel Aviv, since they do not recognize Jerusalem as Israel's capital. Meanwhile, President Trump in late 2017 signed the proclamation doing so, and the following summer, in defiance of international opposition, moved the U.S. embassy to Jerusalem. The Balkan countries' plans to operate embassies in Jerusalem face opposition from the European Union, which has linked the matter to their aspirations to join the bloc. Serbia is a recognized candidate for EU membership, while Kosovo is recognized as a potential candidate for accession. The Organization of Islamic Cooperation is also opposed, calling the planned move an illegal action that constitutes a violation of international law and all relevant UN resolutions. Kosovo is not a member of the bloc of mostly Muslim-majority nations. So why would they fall under the rulings thereof? The Kosovo-Serbia Israel agreement package was somewhat overshadowed last year by the four normalization accords between Israel, the United Arab Emirates, Bahrain, Sudan, and Morocco. In a panel discussion at the United States Institute of Peace on Friday, National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan agreed with his predecessor, Robert O'Brien, about the significance of the deals. So, look, the Democrats are on board with this. So all the idiots on Twitter will now get on board with this. You watch. The ones that have been screaming about, this doesn't mean shit, they've never been at war, they'll stop. Because their Lord has now told them that he blesses this. So, one of the things that we will be doing in the coming weeks and months is thinking about how we make sure that the seeds that have now been planted actually grow into the full kind of cooperation across multiple dimensions, and these relationships can move forward, and how that can, to Robert's point, really help us in the United States advance our interests. Secretary of State Antony Blinken told reporters at the State Department earlier in the week that the Biden administration thinks that Israel normalizing relations with its neighbors and other countries in the region is a very positive development, so we applaud them. And we hope that there may be an opportunity to build on them in the months and years ahead. Well, of course he does, because if you remember right, Biden talked about how these deals weren't anything to do with Trump, but his work back during the Obama administration, that he claimed that he had negotiated with all these countries. Of course, they had no record of any negotiations that were ever conducted with Biden. So, you know, just another lie he told to get into office. But who really cares anyway, right? What's a few lies between 80 million idiots? So on Twitter Monday, Hara Dinaj thanked Trump and members of his team involved in the talks, including Special Envoy Rick Grenell, O'Brien, and Palmer, and also welcomed Blinken's recently expressed support. They said eternally grateful to the U.S. for its continued bipartisan support for Kosovo and its people. Now, wow, I really wanted to do this story, but it's kind of long, and I don't think we're going to have time. Maybe we can blow through it quick. An unarmed woman who was shot in the back after tearing down a Nazi flag flying in front of the gunman's Oklahoma home has sued her assailant for negligence, according to court records. In a January 28th district court petition, Kendall McVeigh, 26, accused Alexander Feaster of acting with reckless disregard in connection with the shooting last year outside Feaster's residence in the town of Hunter, Oklahoma, population 173. No hee-haw salute. McVeigh was at a party across from Feaster's home last June when she crossed the street at 2:55 a.m., trespassed onto his property, grabbed one of the two swastika flags flying outside the residence. As McVeigh fled with the flag, Feaster, carrying an AR-15 rifle, emerged from his home. Without warning, fired at least 7 shots at McVeigh, who was struck several times in the lower abdomen and legs. Police found McVeigh in a ditch across from Feaster's property. McVeigh's gunshot wounds required multiple surgeries and several weeks of hospitalization. Her lawsuit is seeking in excess of $75,000 in damages for mental and physical pain and suffering, medical expenses, lost time, and change in physical and mental condition. Feaster was arrested following the shooting and charged with assault and battery with a deadly weapon, which is a felony. Investigators allege that Feaster, aware of the party across the street, was lying in wait for someone to try and steal his Nazi flag. The shooting was captured by Feaster's home security system, which cops say recorded him exiting the front door with an AR platform rifle on a sling at the ready. During the search of Feaster's home, cops noticed that a chair was placed at the front of the residence facing the door. A large ashtray containing several cigarette butts was nearby, and a pair of handcuffs. It appeared that Mr. Feaster was anticipating an incident to take place and had been watching from that spot, a sheriff's deputy reported. Now, it is illegal to sit and wait like that. I don't know why, but what I want to know, and not that I'm defending what Feaster did, what's the young lady being charged with? She's the one that trespassed onto his property, vandalized his property, stole his property, unprovoked. Now, do I think he's a piece of crap for flying that flag? Yeah, I do. But that's not the point, is that this is a two-way street. Now, is what he did worse than what she did? I mean, if you're looking at physical context, yes, it is. She did not cause him any physical discomfort, pain, or injury. But he has every right to be an asswipe if that's what he wants to be in his life. So, as usual, we're going to wind it up on a positive note. Dogged is a word that means stubbornly tenacious. And when it comes to devotion, there's no dog more dogged than a fluffy white pooch named Bonsuk, who patiently waited outside the doors of a hospital for almost a week for her human to come home. When Bonsuk's owner, Cemal Sentürk, went in for treatment in the Turkish city of Trabzon, the determined doggo trailed the ambulance he was riding in to the medical park hospital. Sentürk's daughter, Aynur, explained that while Bonsuk was sent home each night and placed under quote-unquote house arrest, the next day the cagey canine would be off to the hospital again all by herself. The dog comes here every day around 9 o'clock in the morning, waits until the evening, and then leaves. She never comes inside, but waits for her owner outside. This is according to the hospital security guard. The hospital staff made something of a mascot of Bonsuk, feeding her and giving her water. Sentürk could sometimes see his loyal pet outside his hospital room window. Cheered by her visits, he'd wave to her and call her name. After 6 days, Sentürk was discharged. His companion of 9 years was there waiting for him, her tail wagging, jubilant to be reunited with her doggy daddy. Bonsuk has behaved really sweet during the 6 days and has managed to capture the love and affection of the whole staff of the hospital. Sentürk said, I missed her too. They bring joy, companionship, sometimes even better than humans. You can teach a dog to sit. You can teach a dog to roll over. You can teach a dog to fetch. But loving their humans, that's something dogs like Bonsuk know instinctively and with all their hearts. Friends, that's the show. If you like it, tell your friends. If they like it, you need new ones. But they and you are welcome right here with me every week on KLRN Radio, America's podcast network, home of the Conservative Curmudgeon Show. I'm your host, The Grouch. Peace.
I hate this place. Nothing works here. The medications don't work. I've been here for 7 years.
Feel the grass, 'cause the last few nights have kicked my ass.
to us.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.